You're listening to Twilight Talk, a podcast about the Twilight books by Stephanie Meyer. We're your hosts, Lindsay,
Marzia,
Becky.
This week, we're going to talk about the news of Robert Pattinson getting cast as the role for Edward. Becky, do you want to give us some IMDb information on Robert?
Yep, right. I'll just like to say that IMDb have actually updated to say that Robert Pattinson's on the cast list now, because before he wasn't, but anyway. Right. Robert Pattinson was born on the 13th of May, 1986, in London, England. He's been in a couple of films, but notably Vanity Fair. Has anybody seen that? No. I think it had Reese Witherspoon in it, didn't it? I don't know. Anyway.
I haven't seen it.
And he was in Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire. I think you've both seen that, haven't you?
Just once or twice, maybe.
Yeah.
You know, nothing upsetting.
No, of course not. Right, so, does anybody have any thoughts on him as an actor?
Well, at the beginning when we first found out, I was kind of shocked.
Yeah, he was really shocked too.
Yeah, I'd never considered him at all.
Me neither. No, I mean, I saw him as one of the fan choices on Stephanie Meyer's website, or maybe her choice, I don't know which one it was, and I was like, psh, Robert? No way. And then I go to Leaky and I see that post, and I keep, because it didn't say who was Robert playing. So I kept thinking of, like, Jasper, or even Emmett, or, I don't know, Mike Newton, but never Edward. And then I read it, and I found it was Edward. And I was really, really shocked and sort of disappointed. I don't know. I mean, I love Robert and all. I just can't see him as Edward.
I think, because I've been rereading Twilight again this morning, I think he actually pulled it off.
Really?
I think he looks... Yeah, my imagination's really terrible, but I think he looks as much as Edward could for me, really. I don't know, I thought he might be a bit slimmer, because I've always pictured Edward as really slight, even though that's not the description in the book, but I think, given the circumstances that they're not actually going to get a beautiful vampire, I think he's a good casting choice.
Well, yeah, I definitely think he'll be able to pull it off, because I think he will be able to pull it off. He's just, I was just shocked at first, because, like, well, for one thing, he's English, okay. And another, because I don't think he's that hot, to be honest. I mean, he is in a way, right? And I think he will be able to pull off being Edward, because he can look, like, dangerous and stuff, but... And he can look... I don't know. But, yeah. I think he'll pull it off as an actor, but... I was shocked at first, but I'm coming around to it now. I think he'll be great.
Well, what do you guys think of him being able to fake an American accent? Because I always kind of pictured Edward with sort of a slight British accent, even though he was raised in Chicago. But I think that's just me.
Yeah, I know what you mean. No, I agree with you, because of the time that he's from.
Yeah, you just kind of think as that time is like a really proper time, and they all spoke with proper accents.
The dialogue he uses.
Yeah.
The dialogue he uses is like more proper and English, I suppose. He speaks more British than I do. No, I'm joking.
Robert can act, so he's gonna be good.
Yeah. I'm really looking forward to seeing him. I was just gonna say, what do you guys think about him being pale? Because he seems like one of those guys who is sort of meant to be tan. But Edwards is pale, so I'm not quite sure how that's gonna work out.
I think they can fix it with makeup.
Well, yeah. Do you think it's going to make him look better? Do you think it's going to make him look worse? Because some people look really, really bad as pale.
Well, can I just point something out?
Yeah.
Right. He's from England. It rains all the time here. We get, like, no sun. So I think he's going to... Well, I'm pale anyway, but I've always had pale skin. But, I mean, it'd probably be, like, quite pale. Like, more so than, like, average, like, American person. I'm just guessing, I'm just making assumptions. But that's what I thought, anyway.
And I found some pictures of him where, like, there was some crazy light and he looked all white and he looked pretty good.
Really?
That's, I think, the picture he looks like Edward most. Yeah, I'll send it to you.
That's really comforting, actually.
I just gotta find it first.
In some photos, it really looks like he has bronze hair, too. So I think he could actually really pull this off, which makes me happy.
Like in the LA, in the Order of the Phoenix LA premiere, he has totally bronze hair.
Yeah, so exactly. What do you guys think of him with Kristen Stewart as Bella? Because apparently they have excellent chemistry together.
Yeah. I don't know.
Where is this information coming from? Have they, like, started doing screen... what's it called?
Screen tests?
Rehearsals. Yeah, screen tests and rehearsals.
Well, in Stephenie Meyer's MySpace, she made a post about Robert as Edward. And at the end of it, she says apparently there's excellent chemistry between Robert and Kristen. They've had all the major actors read together to make sure they fit. His American accent is flawless. And he's read all three novels, which, you know, is awesome. Definitely helps.
Yes.
I'm quite liking this, actually.
Yeah, he seems really good. So that's good, you know, chemistry between Robert and Kristen. And I'm still not sure about Kristen Stewart as Bella, so I'm not sure about that.
Well, I was watching, what's it called? The horror movie she was in, The Messengers. I was watching that the other night, which was a bad idea considering it's horror, and I was home alone at night, but that's all right. So I was watching it the other night, and at the beginning, before all the horror actually started, there's a scene where she's in her room, and she's just looking over some photos of her and her friends, because they had to move from, I think it was Chicago, to some remote place in the middle of nowhere. But in this really calm setting, she's just looking over pictures, and I thought she could actually pull off Bella in that scene, which is also really nice. Even though she might not look like Bella, I think she could actually make me believe she's Bella.
Yeah, that's what's important. So I'm not really gonna criticize any of the casting because I think we should be able to rely on the filmmakers to make a good decision, and I think that as long as the good enough actors should be able to do it, really.
Yeah.
And I mean, I don't think we should pass judgment before we even see a film, to be honest.
That's true.
I'm not gonna say.
And we're all sure that it's gonna be nothing like the books. I mean, they really can't make the movies anything like the books.
Yeah. You can't go into the movie with that sort of expectation, because you're just going to be let down.
Yeah, all it's going to be is one person's, the director's, vision and adaptation of the book. It's not going to be the actual book on screen. It's going to be one person's vision and take on the book.
Yeah.
So, it's not going to be exactly the same. It's not going to be exactly perfect. Not everybody's cup of tea, but it's going to be just one's version of it. Really, I think.
Well, when do you guys think we're going to get the other major characters? Because Stephanie says that all the major actors of the characters have read together. So they've obviously got them all cast. And we just recently got Bella. We got Edward last week. When do you guys think we'll get somebody like Alice or Jasper or Emmett or even Carlisle?
Yeah, I think there'll be more announcements probably after Christmas and stuff.
I really hope we get the announcement for Jasper soon. I really love Jasper.
Me too. Hey, Lindsay, where does she say this? Because I'm looking for the quote that says all the major actors, you know, they're getting them to play on screen or whatever. And I can't find it.
It's on her MySpace. I'll link you to the site.
I know, but it says Edward Hopefuls, not major actors.
Where are you reading from?
It doesn't say anything about major actors. It just says Edward Hopeful.
No, after that, it's in the brackets at the very end. They have all the major actors read together to make sure they fit.
Ah, right, I saw it. Yeah.
What about the casting on Stephanie's actual website? Do you guys, like, agree with anything there? If you could cast them yourselves?
I agree with most of it. Yeah, I definitely prefer... I can't talk today. I definitely prefer Emily Browning to Kristen. Because I really always imagined her as Bella. With her big puffy lips.
I think Emily Browning's too pretty to be Bella, to be honest. I mean, Kristen Stewart's pretty, but I think, like, Emma Browning, she's got, like, more, like, dull, like, defined features, if you know what I mean, rather than, like, an average-looking face.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, I know. That's what I think.
Yeah, and I pretty much like all the other casting on her website. Especially Jasper.
Yeah, I like Jasper, too. I like Trent Ford as Jasper. I don't know why, but I always picture Jasper with, like, the suave scarf and the long coats and whatever.
yeah.
But
that's how I imagine it, too. It's, like, with a long coat.
And Rachel Lee Cook. I love her as Alice.
Yeah, I love her too. She's perfect. I think she's really good as Alice. Although she might look a bit old or big, because Alice is supposed to be really tiny. And how old was she? Was she when she was turned into a vampire? 19.
Somewhere around there, yeah. I believe we should really know this information. So. Quick trip to the Twilight Lexicon. Quick plug for them, too. Alice Cullen. Yeah, 19. Well, what do you guys think about Rosalie, though? Because she's supposed to be really, really beautiful. Well, I was just going to say that a lot of actresses probably don't have that, like, really piercing, stunning beauty that Rosalie would have. But I really like that model that Stephanie found, Krupa, I think is how you pronounce it.
I have no idea what her name is. Yeah, she was good.
She was really beautiful. But I'm kind of doubting that she'd want to act. Actually, she's been in some stuff, if this is the same person. She's been in a couple of episodes of CSI.
Really?
Actually, just one. Never mind. Yeah. Probably.
Well, she's playing a model, though.
Let me see. Down age. Probably. Oh, this is not going to give me the actual episode. Aww. Well, that's helpful.
Google
okay,
maybe?
Well, she was in a like... episode of CSI. I'm not exactly sure which one it was. Oh, she was a waitress. Oh, it's called Kiss Kiss Bye Bye. Alright, let's see which one this is. It aired last year.
I think I remember it. I'm not sure if it's the same one, though.
The plot outline is that someone tries to kill a diva called Lois O'Neill, who is related to the mafia,
yes,
and a waiter's killed instead.
That.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah, I just watched that a few days ago, actually, yeah, but I missed her in it.
I'll say, how was she in that?
I missed her in it, but I'm gonna go watch it again to see.
Yeah, well, I think I have the DVD. So, if I can find it, I'll definitely watch out for her. And next episode, we can talk about that. If I find it, but I might... Oh, it's season 6. Never mind, I don't have season 6 yet. My library might. Could probably go rent it from somewhere and see that. Because she would be really good for Rosalie. She was on ER, Las Vegas, Planet of the Apes. She had a minor role in Planet of the Apes. She was a friend at Lowe's Park.
Actually, that is the only Tim Burton film I don't have. That is the only.
That's so unfortunate.
Planet of the Apes is the only Tim Burton film I don't actually have.
Well, I think she only played a really, really,
really
minor role, though.
If I
she
was.
I think it said a friend at Leo's party. I don't even know what that means. I've never seen the movie. She was on Las Vegas.
I haven't seen
either. Of you watched that? I didn't think so.
Well, I thought somebody thought Esme, is that how you say it? But I don't know. Well, there's a few suggestions on IMDb, but I thought Idina Menzel.
IMDb her.
I don't know what she looks like.
Don't you?
Well, I know who she is. I've seen a picture of her.
You don't know who? Oh, never mind. Idina Menzel. She was in Enchanted.
Really?
I haven't seen it yet because...
Oh, you guys should totally watch it. It was awesome. Who was she in Enchanted?
I'll tell you in a minute. Nancy. She played Nancy.
Oh. She played Nancy, right. Well, she doesn't really look like... look anything like Esme there, since she has black hair and it's sort of short. And she's as on... Esme-ish as she can be, so I can't really see her as Esme, but I have to watch some other movies with her in it.
What do you guys think about Nicole Kidman? I've had her on my mind for a bit for Esme.
I hate Nicole Kidman.
Why?
She's lost so much weight. Alright, she was fine in Moulin Rouge.
I have not even seen Moulin Rouge.
All of a sudden, she's become stick
thin. I really like Nicole Kidman.
Should we wrap it up now, then? Okay. Oh, no, weren't we going to say something about the release date on IMDb? They set a tentative release date for the 12th of December, 2008. Yeah, I don't think that's plausible. I really think that's too close.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, I don't think it's... It's not accurate at all because, for one thing, they're still in pre-production, they haven't started filming, or the cast hasn't even been announced, and it's way too early to tell. Like, there could be filming delays, there could be anything that goes wrong, so I think it's just stupid to put that down so far. Like, films that have finished filming sometimes... don't have release dates yet until after post.
And even if they'd started filming by now,
like some random date
when they finish filming, they're still gonna have special effects to put in.
I'd just ignore it.
That's gonna take forever. I really don't think it's gonna be done for December.
All the special effects, editing, all that jazz.
Yeah. Yeah, and the release date is not even on Stephanie Meyer's website, so it's probably not official.
Unless they really rush it.
Yeah, I don't want them to rush it either, because if they rush it, they might get a bit sloppy. And I really don't want this movie sloppy. I want it to be the best that it can be. That sounded really corny. That's alright.
But a part of me wants... it to come out in 2008, like in December 2008, because I really don't want to wait longer.
Yeah, me neither.
I mean,
not to reference Harry Potter again, but Half-Blood Prince is coming out November.
I don't mind waiting, to be honest.
So we can have the Harry Potter hype for a bit. If the Twilight movie doesn't come out till like March, April the following year, even May or June, I'm completely fine with that. If that makes it a better movie.
Me too.
Yeah.
Did we get any... feedback or emails from the last show?
Oh, Roxanne digged us.
We got feedback on the forums as well from people who listen.
Yeah.
Because it was all positive.
Positive feedback's always good. Okay. Megan says we did a great job. She loved the Alex Carpenter joke at the end. Thank you, Megan. Jacine thought it was awesome. And of course, she loved the Alex Carpenter joke. Who didn't love that joke? I was just hysterical. Of course, I'm not arrogant at all.
Yeah, we need more feedback because we need reassuring that we're doing a good job.
And I think that's about it, actually.
Don't we?
But yeah, general positive feedback. Nobody hated us, which is good.
Yeah. It's encouraging.
Oh, Brittany thought it was bloody awesome. Thank you, Brittany.
Yay, thanks, Brit.
Okay, well, if anyone wants to send us feedback on your thoughts about Robert for Edward or Kristen for Bella or even both of them, you can email twilighttalkpodcast@gmail.com or Yeah, we like emails. They make us feel happy.
Please email us.
Yeah, please, please.
Or if you guys want, you can join the Twilight community on LiveJournal at community.livejournal.com/twilight_talk, which was made for us by Brittany. We love you, Brittany. Yay, I think
thank you, Brittany,
that's about it.
Or Brit.
Is there anything else? Oh yeah, we like emails.
So don't forget to email us, please. We like emails. I love emails.
So, this has been Twilight Talk, Episode 2. I'm Lindsay.
I'm Marzia.
I'm Becky.
And we'll see you guys next
time. Bye, guys.